you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
You know, for some reason, this song was on my mind all day yesterday. I was humming it. I was singing it. Even when I was in the car. I love it. Yes, Fred, I'm so glad that you're here. Fellowship is so much sweeter. Yes. Hey, Fred, how are you? Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll. Yeah, that ever happened to you? You hear a song in the morning and it's just stuck in your head. And you're just singing it while you're driving to work, or you go in the store, or you're in the shower, and just sing it along. That was that song for me yesterday. So, hey, friend, how are you? It's Thursday, of course. It is December the 6th, 2012. Hey, really quick, it was so good seeing many of you on Tuesday night for the Olive Garden, the Great News Radio meet and greet at the Olive Garden in Champaign. That was so much fun. If you did not have a chance to go, wow, did you miss out? It was not only great food. I mean, you can never go wrong with the Olive Garden restaurant as a meal, but great fellowship, great to meet new people, see old friends, and just fellowship and so forth. In fact, I got to know several new people. I spoke with pastor and his family, and spoke with a young lady who actually we had a really good conversation. She was sharing some of her story and on how she lost a son at a very young age, and we were just talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and if Christ was still in that tomb, there would be no hope. There would be no hope whatsoever. If Jesus Christ was still in that tomb, there would be no hope. But it was because that he rose from the dead that can give us hope. And we were just talking about that and just focusing on the true hope. Notice I said true hope that is in Jesus Christ. And when somebody loses somebody they love so, so much, it gets them through that. It doesn't make things feel better, but having that reassurance can give you that hope. Perseverance to move forward. And we just catching up in that and had a great conversation about the resurrection of Christ and how that brings us hope. And man, see, if you weren't there Tuesday night, you just missed out on so much. You really did. It really did. It was a great time. So I got to do a little nudge, wink, wink over to Mark Burns to maybe do another one sometime soon, because that was really good. So if you didn't have a chance to make it, you missed out on so much. But there, I know for sure there's going to be some other great opportunities for fellowship with other Great News Radio listeners and the Great News Radio listening family. So obviously just continue to listen, check out our event calendar page. I know the Singing Men, they're going to be out at an event coming up, not this Saturday, but next Saturday night. They're going to be at the Marketplace Shopping Center. Yeah, they're going to be at the Marketplace Mall in Champaign, 12 noon on Saturday, of course, singing in the food court. So, be praying for that. If you're able to come on out and enjoy the great, great fellowship and the great men that sing with the Singing Men of GNN. So some other great opportunities to fellowship with other Great News Radio listening family members as well. So keep listening for that and check out our event calendar page too. Some really good stuff, some great opportunities to enjoy the Christmas season with your family and a lot of benefits, lots of concerts, projects, greatnewsradio.org. Speaking of projects, hey, we're looking forward to that trip to Israel next year. Wow. It's in March, and you think, okay, we have time. You know, we have time to think about it and ponder on it, and, you know, we'll get to that. We'll put that on the back burner. But March, to be honest with you, is not that too far of a way. I mean, March is, what, 4 months away? That's right around the corner. This is going by way too quickly. So yeah, Great News Radio putting together another trip to Israel and also doing a mission/humanitarian trip as well, doing a service projects around the area over there. This is not only a great opportunity to be the hands and feet of Christ and, you know, kind of get your elbows greased up a little bit, but also visit the areas that we read about in the Old Testament and in the New Testament right there in Israel. So if you're interested in that, give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or just visit our website. There's an online application, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, our devotion today is about keeping Christ in Christmas. Boy, it's a relevant one, big time. We're going to look at Colossians chapter 2 right after this beautiful song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Oh, I love this song. So adorable. It's called Happy Birthday, Jesus by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Well, this time of the year, I tend to focus on a passage every year with, you know, my family and my church family, Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. And I think this is a perfect passage that kind of fits into the whole Christmas season that we're in currently right now. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ." Wow, there is so much packed in one verse that Paul writes in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. And how does that go hand in hand with Christmas? That's probably what you're asking. It says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ." My beautiful wife, Aubrey, will tell you personally that I am not a big fan of the commercialized holidays. I can't stand it. Maybe because I'm not materialistic. I'm not necessarily materialistic in the sense of, you know, yeah, there's some things that, you know, I would like to have and so forth, but I'm not materialistic. I'm not driven by that. So the commercialism of Christmas and Easter isn't isn't something that really appeals to me. And, you know, I get so frustrated personally sometimes when, I mean, everything that's on TV, the commercials these days, you know, oh, mark another person off your Christmas list and so forth. And my wife just sees me. I'm just rolling my eyes over there. We're just getting caught up in the entire commercialism of Christmas. It says here, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. Now, Christmas is a time that is focused on the birth of Jesus Christ. And literally, basically, the entire gospel message is just wrapped up into the whole Christmas story. It is beautiful how God himself humbled himself, left his throne, but yet still sat on his throne to come down on earth to save the people that he loves so much. I love it. It's so beautiful. Not only to come on this earth and be born of a virgin, but grow up to be a man and die on a cross for the atonement of our sins. I mean, that's it right there. And like I said, my wife will tell you, I get so frustrated when people get caught up and lose that focus during this Christmas season. There is nothing wrong. Personally, there's nothing wrong with going Christmas shopping and buying somebody in your family some Christmas gifts and so forth. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I mean, I remember growing up and wanting this one. It was like a toy. What was it? It was called Spy Tech, where, you know, you have this little kit to be a spy, you know, and being like 8 or 9 years old, I wanted it so bad, never got it. But, you know, I remember getting that bicycle and opening up those presents. I mean, there was something special about that. But if that's your main focus, going Christmas shopping, buying gifts, if that's your only reason for Christmas, if that's your only focus for Christmas, then you've missed it. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8 says that you've been deceived. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy. Again, there's nothing wrong with buying Christmas gifts. There's nothing wrong with that. We need to support the economy. But if that's your main compass on celebrating the Christmas season, then you've missed it. I think I shared this last year, but my wife and I did that our first ever Black Friday shopping, like at midnight on Thanksgiving night, that Friday morning, and we did that because there was a it was a crock pot. Yes, it was a crock pot, and we got it for like $8. I mean, it was a great deal. I mean, I loved it. So we went to the store. It was like midnight, that Friday morning right after Thanksgiving. We went in the store and everybody and their brother was there. I mean, everybody. Everybody was there. I mean, the entire store was just jam packed with people. I have never seen this store full. I mean, I think we broke a couple fire codes just with the amount of people that was there, but it was literally shoulder to shoulder and elbow to elbow with other people. And if you had social anxiety, that was not the place for you that night. Okay. So, and I paused for a second and I looked around and I saw people pushing each other, shoving each other, trampling over other people, yelling at each other, because they wanted to get to the last big screen TV that was on sale. And I looked around and my heart broke, friend. And I looked around and I thought, this is not what it's supposed to be about. This is not how we need to be celebrating Christmas. Now, don't get me wrong, friend. There is nothing wrong with shopping. I mean, I was out Black Friday shopping. I loved it. But in our household, in the Kroll household, we celebrate the birth of Christ before wrapping those presents. We focus on Christ this Christmas. We try not to get the Christmas lists as the number one priority at Christmas time. And Paul writes, do not get caught up in that. Don't let the human tradition of Black Friday overshadow the Christmas season. That's what Paul is trying to say in Colossians chapter 2. In fact, how we see everywhere, every year we hear politicians say, let's not say Merry Christmas because it offends people. Let's say Happy Holidays. And I hear that every single year. Well, friend, I don't know about you, but in our household, we are celebrating Christmas. Amen. We are celebrating Christmas. In fact, our kids had a Christmas play at church this past Sunday. We did earlier this year. And I'm the one that opened up in prayer and all that. And I said, welcome to our Christmas program. We don't have a holiday program here. We celebrate Christmas. And half of the people got up and they just cheered just out of nowhere. It was so funny. It was so funny because it's true. We celebrate Christmas. You may celebrate a holiday. You may celebrate a tree. But we celebrate Jesus Christ being born of a virgin because he loved his people so much and he didn't want them to die in their sins. In fact, last year what we did was we did the Kroll Family Christmas Giveaway. And what we did was we gave our kids, Tim and Hannah, both $10 each, and they were to spend that money on somebody else and let them know what Christ has done in their life and they want to do something in their life. And so this year we're changing it up. We're not giving them money. We're actually going to put together Christmas baskets. Just going to put some everyday necessity stuff, maybe some chocolate or something like that. But we're also going to put the whole true meaning of Christmas, basically the gospel message, in these baskets. And we're going to drive around our neighborhood, and we are going to put these Christmas baskets on people's doorsteps, knock on the door and run to our car really quick. So by the time they get out, we'll be gone, but they'll see the baskets in there. That's our way of keeping Christ in Christmas. We want to bless people this time of the year, as every day of the year. So that is how we are personally celebrating Christmas, how we're keeping Christ in Christmas. And actually last year, it was really funny. We baked a happy birthday Jesus cake. It was really good. It was delicious, and it was not healthy whatsoever, but it was so good. What we celebrated Jesus' birthday by baking him a birthday cake. Maybe because I love birthday cake too, but that's part of it. That's part of it. But we want our kids, as I know you do too, to focus on Christ this Christmas. Your grandkids, focus on Jesus. Read them the book of Luke and read them Matthew and read the Christmas story. Beyond the gifts, beyond the Christmas trees, beyond the lights, as pretty as they all are, the most beautiful thing this Christmas season is sharing the gospel message with somebody and ensuring that they will truly, truly, truly have a very Merry Christmas. In closing, friend, what's your number one priority and focus this Christmas season? Shopping is not bad, but if that's the thing you worship this Christmas season, then you got it all wrong. This Christmas season, let's not celebrate a holiday, but let's celebrate the Christ of Christmas.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. Thank you.
Song, a beautiful version of a song called Oh Holy Nights by a group called Selah, right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll with you on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And wow, that was quick. That's our time for today, friend. It was so good catching up with you. I always look forward to our time together on Thursday. Mr. Mark Burns sitting in this seat tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. So hope you can join us for that. And until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.